Y'all ready? Y'all feeling all right?
What's that sound?
It's a hip-hop Cloverleaf podcast.
Hip-hop Cloverleaf.
What up? Let's go.
Cloverleaf podcast.
You are now listening to the Hip Hop Cloverleaf Podcast.
Hey, welcome back to the Hip Hop Cloverleaf Podcast. I am your host. My name is EC. Stay tuned for another dope episode. Welcome back to the Hip Hop Cloverleaf Podcast. Four leaves, four elements. Y'all know the drill. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy October. The holidays are here. Damn, I feel like this year has gone by so quick. But again, I find myself saying that the last few years. So it is what it is, man. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your every single day. Life is too short, man. So I want to start this pod by saying RIP to Coolio. Rest in peace to the legend, the guy that brought us so much music and some classics for sure. I'll always remember him. I'll never forget when I first found out that he did the intro to Keenan and Kel. I used to love that show when I was younger. Back in the day, I always watched that shit. Keenan and Kel was my shit. Good Burger, all that shit. I always knew Coolio for doing that intro. If y'all seen the video to it, he was always, you know, with his hair and everything. It was just dope intro, dope song. And, you know, when he came out with Gangsta's Paradise or whatever, or when I first heard it, which I was probably way after it came out. That's when I was like, oh shit, that's Coolio. That's a dude from All That, or not All That, from Keenan and Kel. So shout out Coolio, man. Rest in peace. I feel like every week, man, there's someone that passes away in the hip hop world, hip hop community, which is pretty fucking sad if you ask me. But I don't think it came out what he passed away from, but I don't think it was drug related. I hope not. I can't remember what the headlines were saying. I don't think that came out. But anyways, I just want to take the time out to say rest in peace to a legend. Definitely want to get into more of his solo work or his music, his discography at some point. Because to be honest, you know, I only know the big records that he came out with. And I'm not really too familiar with the rest of his records, right? With his deep cuts and all of that, his previous work to that. So I just want to say again, rest in peace to Coolio. Hip hop world mourns you, and we will definitely remember you, man. Rest in peace. This episode is kind of, I want to bring back the guy Curtis Jackson, 50 Cent. And the reason I want to talk, not really about him, but like things going on around him. So first of all, I just want to bring up the hip-hop homicides. Hip-hop homicides, if y'all haven't really tuned in, is a show that's going to be, I think 50 is a producer on it, or I don't know if he's the main producer, but he's a producer, I think. And hip-hop homicides, that's what it is. It's him and, you know, there's some other people on it. I can't remember who. But they will be, the show is all about investigating, or kind of just digging deep into some homicides that have happened, in hip hop. So I believe the first episode coming out is going to be the Pop Smoke episode. Just kind of digging more into the case and into what went on there. And you know, so every episode, I'm guessing they're just going to do a different rapper. I'm definitely expecting Triple X to be on there. XXXTentacion. Who else? Maybe even like a DMX. Even though that wasn't a homicide per se, but I don't know. Maybe it's just strictly homicides that they're going to focus on. But, you know, we got Pac in there, Biggie, you know, all the homicides that have gone on in hip hop. I'm guessing they're going to touch on a lot of them, a lot of the big ones, at least, maybe, and maybe even more recent ones. PNB Rock, the most recent one. And yeah, man, so I just wanted to highlight that because I think that's dope, man. I kind of wanted to open that combo because it's what I've been seeing online is definitely I kind of see both sides of the coin. So some of what I've been seeing is positive, right? Like, it's dope that 50 is kind of going deep into these homicides that have never been solved or have just been left in the tuck, you know. And so I think that's dope. I think that's really dope. I've definitely seen that going around a lot, and especially 50, you know, a dude that almost got caught up himself, right? He got shot 9 times, survived that shit somehow, and lived to tell his story and lived to tell, you know, lived to be a legend. We all know 50's story, 50's status in the game. And so one thing I love about 50 now is the way that he's kind of taken this OG perspective, right? Like, he's kind of taken in the newer dudes and kind of, you know, been kind of like a mentor to them. I know the baby was big on 50 on being under his wing. Obviously Pop Smoke before he passed was huge, under 50's wing. And so, yeah, you know, you see a lot of young rappers today that kind of pay homage to 50 for paving that way and for kind of being a, you know, cool dude to the young dudes. And I think that's a prime example of what those older dudes now should be doing, right? You know, we can open this conversation up to the OGs kind of, how would you say it? Kind of, you know, being in a constant battle, I guess you can say, with the younger dudes for, you know, the main thing is, you know, real hip hop versus the new hip hop and all of that. But anyways, that aside, especially with what DJ Academics recently came out saying and you know, LL Cool J kind of giving them shit and all these, you know, pioneers of hip hop, right? So anyways, that's a different conversation, but yeah, back to 50, he's definitely a prime example of what I think a lot of OG should be doing. And so with this being said, this hip hop homicides, I think is really dope. Again, especially him coming from that background, just, you know, kind of, taking the time and taking the initiative to kind of do that, because you don't really see anybody else really doing this, right? Like, digging deep into it. And it's kind of like a dangerous thing, in my opinion. It's kind of a dangerous play. Cause, you're kind of going against, you know, the popo, you're going against, you know, the hip hop police, all that shit, right? You're going against the government, you're going against that shit. And to kind of take that stand and be like, nah, this is for hip hop. This is for all the cases that didn't get solved. You know, we all know all the corruption that goes into it and all that shit. So, and I'm sure that's going to be, you know, a big part of this show too. So that's pretty dope. And then again, now the other side that I've also seen, you know, circling around of other people saying is, you know, it's kind of hypocritical and I really don't understand this side, but they're saying kind of hypocritical of 50 doing this, because it's kind of like him being the police, being a detective, right? And that's their stance, right? They're saying, you know, you're kind of being police, kind of being a snitch for trying to figure shit out and trying to blame someone, whatever. And again, you know, I haven't seen the show yet. I don't know if the first episode is out at this point or not. I only saw the trailer on it. But, you know, it does seem like they're going into trying to investigate what happened and all of that. So that's the other side, right? They're kind of painting it as like, you know, he shouldn't be doing all that. There's a street code or whatever. And, you know, I don't know anything about that street life. So I'm not the dude to be talking about that shit. But yeah, so I'm just kind of pointing out the two different sides that I've kind of seen going around. And me personally, again, I take the stance of, I think it's dope. I think it's cool. And then maybe that's just me being a hip hop fan and trying to know what went on to a lot of these cases. And I remember, you know, at a young age, being all really, really intrigued into Tupac's story, into Biggie's story, and being intrigued into what happened and how they passed and what all went down that night. I remember reading a bunch of articles of trying to figure out what went down. And then later on in my later years is when, you know, the movies came out, the documentaries came out or whatever. And I was still intrigued at that point. Like, this has been going on. This has been an ongoing thing. And, you know, now that I'm older, you know, it's just kind of like, I don't really, really care, but, it's not that I don't care. It's just, you know, I'm not as invested into it as I was as a kid. But yeah, I just coming from that background, having those thoughts, you know, as a kid and just being really going online and trying to dig through these cases and shit. I think it's super dope. So the young hip hop fan in me is definitely a huge fan of this. Hip hop homicide show. So shout out to 50, man. I think it's super duper dope. Again, I don't have exactly, who is all involved at the moment with it, but definitely, definitely dope. And while on the topic of 50, I also wanted to kind of bring up, I wanted to bring up YG 400. So he recently came out with the new album titled I Got Issues, and on that album he has a song called How to Rob a Rapper, I believe. So let me just kind of run you through my thoughts before I get into that. So when I first saw that, and I haven't listened to the whole album yet, I haven't, so this is not a review of it or anything, but it will be kind of a review of that song at least. But when I first saw, there's a song called How to Rob a Rapper, it immediately reminded me of the song How to Rob by 50. So if y'all haven't listened to that song, How to Rob by 50, y'all need to go back and listen to that shit. Cause that's really, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's really the song that put him on. It was on, what's that mixtape or album called? Power of a Dollar, I believe is what it's called. And I've talked about this before, but that's 50's first album that never really came out at a major label or anything. I don't even think it was officially released. It was probably leaked, or I don't really remember. But on that song, How to Rob, that 50 song, he's basically, it's just a story of him robbing different rappers that were popping at the time, right? So he name drops a bunch of rappers, Fat Joe, I think even Ja Rule, Jay-Z, and all these bunch of other rappers, right? And this is what got 50's name out there. You know, he definitely had the mixtape thing going and everything. And, you know, if y'all know his story, you know, after getting shot, caught up on that shit, nobody really wanted to fuck with him. They thought it was too dangerous, whatever. And then this song started circling around. And this is what really made a buzz because of, you know, the shit he was saying. He was kind of calling out all these famous rappers. So yeah, y'all go do your history on that, man. Go check out his interviews, talk about this song, because it's definitely a hip hop. You know, it's one of those stories in hip hop that is legendary, right? And so go check that shit out. But anyways, so knowing that, right? So I kind of go into this track saying, okay, I wonder if that's a play on that, whatever. And so basically this YG track, How to Rob a Rapper, he's basically doing that. He's describing on how exactly how to rob a rapper. And all right, and just let me just speak from the artistic side first. I think the song is dope. The beat is really funky. It's dope. I think is hard. It's really West Coast, of course, YG. And it features Mozzie, and I forgot who else. There's someone else on there that I don't, that I feel bad for not knowing. But YG kills it. I think he's dope. So he's basically detailing that, just how to rob someone, a rapper, right? So he's saying, you know, rappers are stupid. They go and do this. They go do this on a Friday so you can catch them after five or whatever. You can catch them doing this and that. You can catch them on the gram. You'll be able to see where they live, where they at, where the location is at, where the girl's posting, all that shit, right? So it's pretty detailed, right? So he's doing that. And it's pretty off. It like catches you off guard, right? Because, you know, you wouldn't expect that. So I think from an artistic side, this track is a genius by YG. I think it's super duper dope. And then Mozzie has a dope verse, and the other dude has a dope verse, right? So, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to downplay their verse or anything, but I kind of just want to focus on YG right now. And I think, all right, so now taking a step back from the artistic side, I think this track, all it is really to me is really bad timing. Just because the whole PNB Rock thing that just happened, right? So he got robbed, shot, and, you know, and passed. So with that being said, in the last, I don't know, at least 5 years or so, it's been crazy how many stories or how many incidents in hip hop have happened where rappers are getting robbed, man, and a lot of them are, you know, dying because of it, right? So they get shot up. Off the top of my head, PNB Rock, of course, Nipsey Hussle, even though he wasn't really robbed, but, you know, he was shot up by a friend or whatever, or by someone he knew. Who else? Triple X, he got robbed. Pop Smoke. Those are the big names, right? And so you always hear, you know, on IG, there's every other week, there's like a new rapper that, you know, some of them I really don't know, but they got shot up, they got robbed. Young Dolph, right? So anyway, so it's just a lot of them, right? So I think now this song got a lot of backlash when it came out. And it just came out too, just, I don't know, last week. But it got a lot of backlash because of the timing. It came out right after PNB Rock's incident, and he's literally talking about that, about how to rob someone. And so yeah, I think on that point, yeah, maybe it is bad timing. It's, I don't think it falls all on YG, right? It's the label. It's, everybody involved on putting their record out. And to me, you know, I'll give my opinion, whatever, but I don't really see, and I hate to take a stance on it, but I don't really see a whole lot wrong on it. And here's why. Because, of course, I think, and obviously this song was probably made a long ass time ago. And when I say that, maybe, I don't know, within the last year for sure. It's not too long, but you know, this song didn't happen because of what happened to PNB Rock or any other rapper. Or maybe I shouldn't say that. It didn't happen specifically because of the PNB Rock shit. So that just eliminates that to me. It's like, come on, you think I really made this song because of what just happened? No, I don't think that. Now, of course, he did make this song because of overall what's been happening with the rappers, right? Getting robbed and shot up. And so I think in that sense, it's, I don't know. It's definitely again, an artistic side of it, I think is really creative. I think is really dope. And the reason I brought up 50 was because, now let me go back to 50, was because 50, of course, saw this and posted it everywhere, or in his IG is where I saw it. And he praised it. He said, this is a genius song. This is dope. Go check this shit out. YG's killed this shit. And of course, I definitely see that coming from 50, because I think it's kind of like a, I think it definitely reminds him of his song, How to Rob. But I think it's also because, and this is another reason why I don't think it's wrong. And because I think that 50 sees this too, that, that I think is more of like a awareness type of song for like for rappers specifically, because of what just been happening. So if I'm a rapper, right? If I'm a, you know, if I was a rapper, whoever, name drop anybody, and I heard this, I'm like, damn, that's dope. That's kind of like a wake up call, I guess. And he's not, I mean, I guess this is, he's the one to do it more recently, but I don't think he's the first one to do this. And maybe he is the first one to do this the way he did it, but there's definitely been hella rappers that have talked about this, have been warned. A recent, right after the PNB Rock shit, there's a old Game song that just came up out of nowhere. Not came up, but it was leaked or whatever. But like it resurfaced again, and he was specifically saying, he was talking to rappers that come to LA to be careful tucking your chain and all that shit, because you're gonna get robbed. So he's definitely rapped about that. Everybody has, you know. You could definitely find a lot of songs, especially people from LA, saying, and then Ice-T is another one that has been saying this in the last, I don't know, few years now. He's kind of been warning people, you know, whenever the big events happen in LA, be careful out here, because that's when you're more vulnerable as a rapper. People know you're out here, so they're, you know, LA is dangerous. They're gonna come for you. They're gonna come looking for you, and they don't care. They're gonna do whatever to rob you, to shoot you, whatever. And you know, so he's also been a big what do you call it? Like, I don't know. He's been big on the awareness on trying to warn rappers specifically. And so I'm definitely curious. I haven't seen if he's posted it or anything, this song, but I'm definitely curious to see what he even thinks about this song. But yeah, that's all I'm saying. From that side, I think it's a dope track, because it's more of like an awareness. Like, yeah, man, don't be doing that shit as a rapper, man. Like, pay attention. Fucking, like, how many people got to die for you to fucking learn how to move, right? And so that's all I'm saying. I think it's a dope track. I think YG knew, I think he had an idea that this was going to happen, that it was going to get backlash. But I think it did his job. It was marketed right. Everybody's talking about it. So it's doing its job, right? And so of course you got the people that are going to try to, what do you call it, the cancel culture, and all that shit. So definitely people are going to be coming from, and yeah, man. So I think, again, salute to YG, dope ass track. Still haven't heard the rest of the album, quite yet. I'm kind of just listening to some other shit right now. It's crazy, man. Every week, it's just new music coming out. I'm so behind now. So what I do now is I screenshot, and I've been doing this honestly for like, I don't know, a couple of years now. But what I've been doing is I screenshot every Friday. I go check what's new, right? And so if I see an album, screenshot it. All right, next album, I like this one. Oh, screenshot it. So I screenshot all the albums that I eventually wanted to listen to, and then they just stay in my photos for, I don't know, for fucking ever. And whenever the day comes that I'm just like, all right, I need to listen to something new. Let me see who I go check out. So I go check out my photos, and I go through them, and I go see my screenshots. And yeah, so that's how I pick them. Like, hey, I haven't listened to this album, even though this came out like almost a year ago. Let me go listen to this album. And then, you know, and then I do that. So yeah, it's just kind of whenever I'm feeling it. I know the Kid Cudi one just came out. Haven't listened to that yet. Yeah, man, I'm kind of just listening to my own shit, shit that I always listen to. And then, you know, every now and then I try to listen to new music and you know, I just kind of go off the mood. So anyways, yeah, I'm kind of rambling at this point, but yeah, man, I just wanted to bring those topics up by 50, just involving 50. Cause, you know, I think he's definitely a pioneer and I think he's dope. So what he's doing with the hip hop homicides show. So go check that shit out. I'm gonna check a few episodes out whenever they're out. I don't know if they're out or not. I'm gonna go check on that. But what do up and coming artists think about the track like How to Rob a Rapper or that whole topic? Because you know, I always wonder too. You know, as a young MC or as a, you know, someone that's trying to come up, do you look at these tracks like a learning lesson? Like, do you kind of take knowledge of them, or do you just kind of dismiss them, or are you kind of in the stands like, dude, what the hell are you doing? Like, you're just kind of giving more motivation to people to do it. So, you know, I just want to know that shit. And with that being said, I just want to leave y'all before I leave. Before I head out, before I sign off, I want to leave y'all with the hip-hop quote of the day. Now, this quote comes from the young Drizzy Drake. And I say young because he wrote this when he was young. He was in younger days. This is the life quote by the young Drizzy Drake. Better late than never, but never late is better. Hey, take that with y'all this weekend. Take out with y'all this week. Don't be late to your shit. Show up on time and be present. Remember, showing up is 90% or 80% or 50%. I can't remember the percentage, but the point is showing up is already a huge part of the battle. Now the rest is what you do when you're there. So show up early. Don't be late. Show up on time. Remember, if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, you're forgotten. Hey, that's not a quote. I just made that shit up. I'm going to be signing off now. You could be anywhere in the world, but you are here with us. And I appreciate that. This is Hip Hop Cloverleaf. Peace.